This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Tridel to Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, and I'm joined by Jay Birnbaum, Senior Insurance Advisor with Tridelta. Jay has been an insurance advisor for many years and has worked on several unique cases, which has allowed him to work with a wide variety of clients. Jay uses his insurance expertise to help educate Canadians on the world of insurance and match their needs to the correct policies to ensure each client is properly protected. Welcome, Jay.
Good morning, Kyle.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, it's a... looking forward to this chat because you've been with Tridelta since its inception, but your career didn't actually begin with insurance. Can you share a little bit about your early career and what ultimately led you to insurance?
Sure. So when I first started working, I did retail. I did, you know, the roots thing, folding sweatshirts and getting shoes for people. And then when I got more into the corporate world, I was working with a company where I was in sales. So I probably did, it was IT space. Back in the day, it was web development. They were doing internet security, and I was doing 60 cold calls a day. I was shackled to a desk and just call after call after call. I made my notes, and it went well. Learned a lot. Learned how to work my way through corporations and speaking with people, and from there got into telecom. So I worked for one of the large telecom companies out there. Actually, back at Fido, it was a corporate sales position. So I was selling like 80 to 100 phones a month, which is kind of weird. Back in the day, that was a thing. And then after that, got into recruiting. So I did IT recruiting, which is actually very good because all these things sort of led to what I do now. I learned how to ask questions. I learned how to, you know, in terms of placing people with jobs, doing all that kind of stuff. And then after that, I was in, telecom auditing with somebody where we would look and find mistakes in bills and then get money back for them. And then just found insurance. Long story short, my uncle, who was in the business in Calgary for many years, we were chatting about it and he said, it's a great job to do. He said, it's amazing to do. He said, you literally go in someone's house, they'll give you a tea, a couple of cookies, you check the rate card, you sign them up for insurance and off you go. I'm thinking, that sounds easy. Is nothing like that. But that's sort of how I got into this type of business. One way of getting into it, if you will.
So as you, whether it was coming up in the insurance side of things or even prior to that with your past experiences, was there any lessons or pieces of advice that you received that has really helped you today?
Yes, it's not a quick sale. It is not something where here's a phone, buy it now. Here's a sweatshirt, here's a leather jacket. Mm-hmm. It's a very, it's a process, and which is fine. It's when you're dealing with insurance, you're dealing with people's emotions, you're dealing with people's feelings. So it's not just a matter of here, take this, one size fits all. It is not that by any stretch. Everything is done properly. No one is the same. Every need is different. So the best advice I got was take your time, be patient, and plant seeds, add water, and hopefully in time it will grow. That's one of the main things that I heard.
That's a really good tie back to some of the past roles as well. And I mean, you've worked with a wide array of Canadians and clients. Can you share some of what clients can expect when working with you?
Education, honesty. A lot of it is, it's not saying, you know, this is what it is, this is what you have to get, signed here. A lot of it is making sure that people understand what's available to them, not just saying, here's one product and off you go. So I like to make sure that people know exactly what they're getting into, because the bottom line is insurance is a thing where it's not just you pay it once and you're done. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much a lifetime commitment. So you want to make sure that people are content with what they're getting, they understand what they're getting, and you know it's coming out of their bank account once a month or once a year. So if something's coming out of a premium nature, they want to know, you know, what is it I'm paying for and will it do the job it's supposed to be doing?
And certainly a very important avenue of people's finances that not everybody fully appreciates. And we know it can't be overstated, but are there any common misconceptions that people tend to have when thinking about insurance?
So I've had a lot of questions when people are looking for insurance. I mean, the common ones are, will it pay out? You know, if I get insurance and I go through this process and years down the road, something happens to me or something happens to my significant other and I pass away, will the insurance company be there to pay out when it's needed? The answer is yes. We only deal with large insurance companies that have to have the funds available to pay out, number one. Number two is there's a lot of due diligence done up front. So everything's done at the outset. All the questions are asked. Medical information is obtained if need be. Nurses come out to visit. If you need blood or whatever fluids are required to get an insurance application through. But then once it's done, it's in place. And unless there's any, you know, not true information on an application, whatever the case may be, this thing will pay out down the road because the insurance company has their one shot to do as much due diligence on a person as they want to or can do before putting the policy into place. Once they've done their homework, made sure the person is good and the risk is low to nothing, they issue the policy and then the person can basically have their insurance and have that peace of mind, as a lot of people like to say.
Is there a typical client that tends to come to you for insurance advice, or is it more, you know, a wider net?
It's pretty wide net. I'd say a lot of the time when I started in the business, you sort of go with the people that you're close with in terms of age, in terms of peers, if you will. So, you know, when you start out at a young age, you're dealing with people you know. So you're casting a wide net, but you're not catching a lot of fish when you first start. So, you know, you're getting in there with, you know, in my 20s, sorry, when I started, I think I was in my early 30s. So I dealt with people in their 20s and 30s, some in the 40s. But as I got older and my friend network got older and people I know got older, you tend to deal with those people as well. And then I'm dealing with people that are, I don't like to say older, I say more mature. So I have people that might be more mature than me. And that could be personality-wise as well, but that's another story. But yeah, so does that answer the question? Or is
it
that
certainly does.
Okay, great.
My next question too is around how do you integrate insurance planning into that holistic financial plan that TriDelta is known for?
So when it comes to holistic planning, everything's looked at. I mean, a lot of people like to know that, you know, when it comes to TriDelta and people are investing, and a lot of it's for retirement, you know, people have this ideal of grandeur that they're going to be around till they're 100 years old, they're going to be enjoying their retirement when they're 65 plus and they'll travel and do and all that other stuff. The reality is not the same. A lot of things can happen in life. Illnesses can kick in. Unfortunately, premature death can kick in. So a lot of things aren't as glossy as we'd like them to be. And what we like to do is ensure that not only are people able to grow their assets and have a nice retirement, but if something happens, and I always say to clients, the what if factor. What if something happens prematurely? What if an illness kicks in? What if you do lose somebody earlier than you want to? Then insurance is there as a fail-safe. That's the piece that can either make up the loss of the assets that are have to be depleted. So, for example, if someone didn't have insurance and they're going through life and all of a sudden something happens to them, they have a lot of assets. Well, where are they going to get the money from first to keep things going without insurance? Are they going to refinance a home? Are they going to have to sell a house? I mean, you sell a house, that's a long process. That could be months, if not longer, to do, to free up some capital to use for continuing to live. You know, if people want to take from their assets, well, we take a look and say, is it registered? Are you going to get hit with tax if you pull from this stuff? So there's a lot of different areas that people may not consider when they're saying, well, I don't need insurance right away. But when we lay it out in that respect, people say, you know what, maybe I do need that parachute. Maybe I need something to be in place so that if something does happen, I'm protected. And that's a huge value that TriDelta offers to the clients.
Certainly our job sometimes is to help bring people to that realization before they end up needing it or have someone else in their life who needs it. And then
very true.
Drops the hammer, right?
Very true.
So we've talked a lot about you as an advisor and industry expert, but what about who you are? What would you want anyone listening to know about you?
Well, I am a family guy, so not the show, but the person. I have three kids, married, and I have the dog. I learned to play piano when I was young, so I enjoy playing the piano when I have the time, when I'm not dealing with insurance clients. I also do charity shows. I've done a number of different shows where I've gone up on stage. I think the first time I ever did it, I was petrified. But now having done a bunch, I become more comfortable on stage and do it for charity. So we've raised money for charities like Imagine a Cure for Leukemia. We've done things for Baycrest, JF&CS, a lot of different things there. We've raised a lot of money by doing these types of shows. So that's something that I really enjoy.
Wow, wonderful.
And spending time with the family.
Wonderful. And before we wrap it up, I wanted to ask if you have any final comments or words of wisdom for anyone who's listening.
I'd say on the insurance side of things, if you're thinking about it, act on it. A lot of people tend to, just in general in life, you know, people tend to want to do something, they throw on a big to-do list, and every day they just push it to the next day. Before you know it, it could be months, if not years, that go by, and by the time somebody wants to go and apply for insurance, They might be older. Their premiums will be more expensive. Health might be a factor at that point as well. Things tend to creep up, as mentioned earlier. So I always say procrastination is not the best thing to consider if you're considering going for some type of insurance.
Yeah. So thanks again for joining me, Jay. That concludes this recording of Canadian Wealth Wisdom, and more specifically, our series on Who is Tri Delta? A look at the individuals behind the logo.